I'm Emily Meredith. I'm the Communications Director for the Animal Agriculture Alliance, and we are hosting our 12th Annual Stakeholder Summit themed Activists at the Door, Protecting Animals, Farms, Food, and Consumer Confidence. It starts tomorrow, May 1st, here in Washington, D.C.
It's a rather straightforward theme, Emily. Activists at the Door. Tell me about that. Expand on that a little bit.
Well, obviously a very hot topic right now in the news is, of course, the farm protection, or as the activists call it, the ag gag legislation. And of course, that the impetus behind that is there literally are activists knocking at the door of these family farms and these operations, and they're getting employed and they're making these videos. And so as an industry, we need to get together and talk about how we can do better, how we can, of course, prevent any animal cruelty from ever happening in the first place, but also how we can protect ourselves as an industry from the people that seek to destroy it. And so that's really why we wanted to be straightforward and come together tomorrow and Thursday.
What would you like stakeholders to take away from this?
Well, I think number one, we have a lot of speakers who are going to talk about proactive initiatives that they've taken on their own, you know, farms, ranches, processing facilities, what have you. And so I would like our stakeholders to learn from what others are doing very well and to maybe go back and implement some of those initiatives. And the other thing is, I think we need to recognize, I think there has been a realization that these groups aren't going away, that they're here to stay. They want to make changes. I don't believe that they'll make a vegan world as they intend, but I think they'll make it very expensive to continue to operate these businesses, these farms and ranches. So we need to do better. We need to communicate more. We need to take a firmer stand, and we need to really protect ourselves from these groups and really just go forward in a positive way.
I know that one of the panel discussions talks about the consequences of forging partnerships with either environmental or animal rights groups. What are you trying to explore there?
Well, that panel is really about this tactic that we've been seeing where these animal rights groups are going and forming partnerships with environmental groups and kind of hitting the industry on both sides. One of our speakers, Janet Huffnagel-Thompson, she experienced this firsthand when her and her family operated a ranch in Australia, and that was a very popular tactic down under, I guess you could say, where these activist groups were forming partnerships with environmental organizations and, in fact, their government environmental oversight board in Australia. And in fact, what happened was that partnership got so strong and they got so good at what they did that they forced her and other ranchers out of business in Australia. And so she's back in the States, and she's going to share her experiences and kind of tell a tale of warning, if you will, about maybe where things are going to go here in the U.S. and definitely where they've been going overseas.
Give me an idea of the purpose behind the Animal Agriculture Alliance.
Well, our mission is threefold. We really want to connect, we want to educate, and we want to protect. We want to connect with the industry, with our stakeholders, forge those connections, and be proactive together. We want to educate consumers. We want to educate the media about the issues that are facing the industry. And then we want to protect the industry as a whole, protect the way people have been doing things in their families for generations, protect the industry, protect consumer choice, which is really important. I think a lot of consumers don't know where their food comes from, but they take for granted the choices they have at the grocery store and the choices that they make every day. So that's our mission, and we work hard to make that come through every day, and our summit is kind of the culmination of that every year.